Welcome back. This is chapter 14 of Winning Your Relationship Game, and the chapter title is Building Habits. So how does behavior change happen? What you think and feel is important, as I've said before, but winning or losing comes down to what we do, our behavior. If you want to win your relationship game, you've got to get better at some things and stop doing some others altogether. Things you do are called behaviors. Behaviors that you get really good at become habits. These habits can help you win or set you up to lose. It's useful to understand some science behind developing winning habits and changing losing ones. Everyone has behavior tracks that they perform every day. Think about your getting up routine. Mine goes like this. I get up, I brush my teeth, I make coffee, I run my bath, I get my clothes ready for the day. I've really gotten good at this behavior track. It's my habit. If I get something out of sequence, it throws my whole process off. You don't have to think about these tracks. They just come like second nature. Why? Because it's been overlearned. You've learned it really well. There's not much variation in the routine, and you end up with a subtle reward. That reward is getting completely ready, not forgetting things, and getting out the door on time. Humans are built to form behavior tracks. That's what your brain is doing all that time when it's learning when you're young. If you had to make all the decisions about all the steps in that getting up process each and every day, it would be a huge drain. The overlearning strategy can help you develop your winning relationship skills. You should know these skills so well that they're second nature. Ideally, you won't even think about them. They need to be that comfortable so you can easily use them in a stressful time to come. You want to be deliberate about setting up new habits. You can use research-proven methods to establish habits that stick. To build new habits, you have to have something to set in place. For starters, refer back to your personal motivation statement. What's the goal represented by that? If it's a goal, then you haven't achieved it yet, and it stands to reason that something has to change for you to be able to get there. So focus on your motivation statement. What's the first behavior you recognize that needs to be developed? Remember, yours, not your partner's. Using my example from the personal motivation statement chapter, I want to be closer to my partner. I first recognized that to feel closer, I have to spend more time with my partner. Now, I probably have a lot of other behaviors to work on as well, but to keep it manageable, I'm just going to look at that one. So now I have a personal motivation statement and a target behavior. Now I need a plan. I have to develop a plan that incorporates that target behavior. Research shows that people who are successful in behavior change have a clear, doable plan. My plan to spend more time with my partner might be to buy season tickets for the local college baseball team and attend them with my partner. That's a pretty good specific plan. It gives me a definite time to spend with my partner on a regular basis. When you're selecting a target behavior, you're going to want to come up with dozens of ways to meet that behavior change. You can select as many or few as you need to, but just start with one. The last thing you want is to get overwhelmed. The second part of building successful habits is to troubleshoot the potential barriers. I have to identify times when I might be tempted not to follow through with my plan. I might recognize that if I'm angry, I might want to cancel the outing. Anticipating this in advance helps me develop my plan some more. I can think through what my response will be if that happens. I can decide that I'll set aside my anger and enjoy the game anyway. I could write down my feelings to share later. I have to know how to handle this issue and still carry out my plan, and you have to know for yourself as well. Now, there's no way I can anticipate everything that might derail me, but I'm going to be aware of anything that threatens my success that I can think of. As those things come up, I will figure out how to get around them also. Remember, you're either learning or succeeding. Any problems I run into will give me data to make my plan better. Continual planning for potential failure is the second step of habit building. The third step is to give yourself a reward. Rewards can look like lots of different things. It might be internal congratulations. You could gift yourself a mini Reese's every time you implement your chosen behavior. You could put a red star on your calendar as a symbol of success. Think about how we like to check things off our to-do list. It gives us a great sense of satisfaction. It sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? So the recap is, number one, identify a behavior you want to change, one that will take you closer to your personal motivation statement. Number two, write a concrete plan to change it. Number three, identify things that might derail your behavior change plan. Remember, challenges are going to happen, so we need to plan for them. Keep developing your plan to manage problems as they come up. Number four, set up a reward for yourself. Even a cheesy star on a calendar might be enough. Practice. Develop a plan for behavior change using the information in this chapter. There's a worksheet included in your packet, and you can use that to help you out. So get started on your selected behavior change. If you get stuck, send me an email if you have questions. Allison@AllisonVelez.com. The website is winningyourrelationshipgame.com.